Good morning to everybody. Welcome to this November session of the IASB. We are going to start our meeting with an overview of an aspect of the work plan, PIRs, and the agenda consultation. I give the floor to Nili.
Thank you, Hans. I'm actually going to be giving the floor over to Wei-Shun Tan, but I just wanted to introduce him first. He is on a two-year secondment with us, working in our Asia-Oceania office in Tokyo. He's been a superstar working on a number of projects behind the scenes, but this is his first board meeting. So just to remind you of the rules, you are to be extra nice. And because it is very late his time, we should be even nicer than you always are. You're always very nice, but just be considerate of his time difference. Wei-Shun, I'll turn things over to you.
Thank you, Nili, for the very nice introduction. Good morning, everyone. I shall begin. At its October 2020 meeting, the board decided to reconsider at a later date when to begin the post-implementation reviews of the IFRS 9 impairment and hedge accounting requirements and of IFRS 15. This paper follows up on the discussion with two questions. As discussed in paragraphs 5 to 10, the first question is whether the board should explicitly seek feedback on the start dates of the remaining PIRs in the agenda consultation request for information. For the reasons described in paragraph 10, we believe it is unnecessary to explicitly seek this feedback in the RFI. I will turn it over to the board to discuss and vote on the question for board members. For the sake of clarity, the question should refer to the agenda consultation RFI. So it should read, do you agree that it is unnecessary to explicitly seek feedback in the agenda consultation RFI on the start dates of the PIRs of the IFRS 9 impairment and hedge accounting requirements and of IFRS 15.
Okay, Wei-Shun, thank you very much. You didn't look sleepy, but it's not all that late in Japan, is it? What time is it there right now?
So thankfully I'm in Singapore, so it is the same timing as N. So it is about 5:30 p.m.
Well, yeah, that's still the middle of the day, so to speak. Okay, I give the floor to Françoise.
Thank you, Hans. I agree with the staff recommendation that we should not seek advice on the starting dates of those post-implementation reviews. But not asking for the starting dates is different, in my opinion, from asking how we should prioritize the effort of conducted those post-implementation reviews in competition with other standard-setting priorities. And by the way, I would, because we are talking about our work plan for 2022 until 2026, I would include IFRS 16 in that. Because just let people tell us whether they have encountered implementation difficulties that they would like the board to consider to consider. I agree that asking for starting dates doesn't make much sense, but still, you know, we have this opportunity to seek feedback from our constituents. We should be as open as possible and hear from them what they have to say on this subject.
Are there any other comments? Rika?
Thank you. I think I support the staff suggestion, and I do not expect any specific question about the timing of PIRs. However, I thought it's helpful in the RFI of agenda consultation include a list of standards subject to the PIRs and also a brief explanation of today's board decisions. I think by doing so, we can let the stakeholders know that the separate decision of PIRs could affect the project timetable of the next cycle. And also this will help the stakeholder to consider the ISB's strategic priorities holistically, as well as on intangible, individual project basis, and also to help the stakeholders who have strong views on the specific PIRs have an opportunity to share their thoughts. So I think that's also have a merit for us to consider such feedback when we revisiting our decision and decide to make the decision over the timing of PIRs. So thank you.
Rika cut out quite a bit, or was it just me who didn't hear part of it?
I could hear her.
Was it general? Okay, now it must have been me. Okay. Sue?
Thanks. I agree with the staff recommendation in question one, but I just wanted to check one thing. So we're saying that we're not going to explicitly ask when we should start these PIRs, but partly in response to Rika and Francoise, can I just confirm with the team, we're asking stakeholders sort of more generally about how we balance our different priorities and how much time we should spend on new things versus PIRs versus consistent application, et cetera, aren't we? So we're sort of going to get a sense of priorities through that process, I think, aren't we? I can see staff nodding.
Yeah, yes, let me just to clarify, the PIRs for IFRS 9, 15 and 16 are mandatory. So our intention was not to ask about the priorities because to our minds, it's a given, they have to be done. So yes, we'll be asking for priorities at a high level of the general activities, research standard setting versus consistent application, et cetera, to your point, Sue. But the PIRs, we didn't think it was necessary to get into that level of detail.
Okay, Tadeu.
Thank you, Hans. I agree with the staff recommendation. I think that the strategic aspects of the PIR are already in the due process handbook. I don't think that we have to make questions in the agenda decision because most of what we are now discussing is more internal aspects, not actually related to the strategic of our PIR. But I agree with Rika in just putting myself in our stakeholders' position. I think that it would be interesting if we can include in the agenda decision that we have this PIR. I mean, that's not a matter of making questions, but people may look at the agenda consultation as if this is a kind of a mirroring what we are expecting for this 5 years plan. And then having this there is just a signal that something that we have to do, not necessarily asking them whether we have to make any strategic decision in relation to this one. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Then can I see whether we agree with the staff's recommendation in question one.
Twelve.
Okay. So Weishun, you can continue.
Moving on to the second question. Paragraphs 11 to 12 discuss when the board should reconsider the start dates of the remaining PIRs. For the reasons described in paragraph 12 of this paper, we recommend the board reconsiders the start dates of the remaining PIRs in the second half of 2021. I will turn it over to the board to discuss and vote on the question for board members.
Are there any questions? No. Can I assume that we agree with the staff recommendation?
Question. Francoise has the question.
Oh, Francoise.
Sorry, I was probably slow. I would like to understand the reasoning because what are the elements that we are going to consider in in the second half of 2021. That is going to underpin our decision, because we don't want to hear from people through the agenda consultation. So what will be the underlying information that we're going to consider for such a decision?
Yep. So our thinking was that it would be an update to the discussion that the board had last month in determining to start the PIR of the classification measurement requirements in IFRS 9. So we would provide an update on where do things stand with academic research, where do things stand with the trend analysis, what more have we heard, if there is anything coming out of coming from our stakeholders. So it's the same factors that you considered last month, but it would just be updated with the passage of a year.
Okay. All right. Can I again see who supports the staff recommendation? That's everybody.
I'm sorry, Francois, there you are. Okay, yep, 13, thank you.
All right, let's then, thank you, Weishun. Let's continue with some maintenance and consistent application questions.